VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A gunman opened fire inside a bank in the southeastern state of Florida on Wednesday afternoon, killing five people before surrendering to negotiators, according to police. 21-year-old Zephan Zaber was arrested after the shooting at a SunTrust bank branch in Sebring, Florida. The police chief said today's been a tragic day. We've suffered significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime. House Democrats are floating a new plan to end America's longest government shutdown. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's a possible path toward a compromise to reopen the government. House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries says his party's willing to offer billions of dollars for upgraded technology at the border, like drones and sensors.
These are the things that would actually improve our border security.
It's aimed at luring President Trump away from the $5.7 billion he's demanding for a wall, which Jeffries calls a fifth-century solution to a 21st-century problem. The White House has signaled it's open to counteroffers to the president's recent proposals, but he told Republicans on a conference call today they have to stick together on his wall demand.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday will vote on two competing proposals that will try to end the partial government shutdown. It's now in its 33rd day. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has postponed his February 7th public testimony before Congress because of, quote, ongoing threats against his family from President Trump. That word from Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, on Wednesday. Davis said this is a time where Mr. Cohen had to put his family and their safety first. This is VOA News. The feud between President Trump and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is escalating. Pelosi has disinvited the president from delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress next Tuesday. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
After Trump sent a letter on Wednesday to Pelosi telling her that he was going to ignore her request not to give the speech at the Capitol and accept her earlier original invitation, the House Speaker responded, making it clear the president is not welcome to deliver the address as long as the partial shutdown of the U.S. government continues. The president tells reporters Pelosi's decision will go into the history books as a great blotch on the nation.
The State of the Union speech has been canceled by Nancy Pelosi because she doesn't want to hear the truth. She doesn't want the American public to hear what's going on.
Trump says he will make an alternative address, but has not yet indicated when and where.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says thousands of Nigerian refugees are fleeing to Chad to escape a surge of violence in northeastern Nigeria's Borno State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says Chadian authorities have asked his agency to move the refugees away from the border area because of security concerns. He tells VOA UNHCR staff so far has moved some 4,200 refugees to an existing camp some 45 kilometers away.
At the moment, we don't have any indications that the fighting has spilled out across the border, but as I mentioned, the fighting in Borno State remains extremely volatile, and as a precautionary measure, it was decided to bring them further inland in order to provide them with their needs and assure their safety.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is racing against time to provide shelter and other aid to those arriving.
The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, is breaking off diplomatic relations with the United States and has given American embassy personnel 72 hours to get out of the country. But the top U.S. diplomat says Maduro no longer has the authority to do so. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo responded to the announcement by saying that Maduro no longer has the authority. It says the United States does not recognize the Maduro regime as the government of Venezuela. Accordingly, the United States does not consider former President Nicolas Maduro to have the legal authority to break diplomatic relations. Maduro made his announcement Wednesday, hours after President Trump officially recognized the opposition leader as Venezuela's interim leader. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.